a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevieve.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It is the hot thing, getting rid of daylight saving. Not savings, David. Saving time.
Had no idea. No idea that there was no S on daylight savings. Saving.
It's not a savings account. It's daylight saving time. Surprisingly, it's up to 36 states now that have had legislation on their watch. Get it? Should we boot it to the curb or should we lock the clock? I mean, what do you want to do?
Whatever keeps us.
Ditch the switch?
Ever again from having to spring forward. Springing forward is a crime against humanity.
It's time for Dave and Debbie Differ.
You are a child's plaything.
You are a sad, strange little man.
They differ daily.
Without a doubt, 100%, the worst day of the year is the day you lose an hour. Springing forward.
Oh.
Awful.
I don't mind it at all.
In the middle of the school year.
I don't mind it at all.
I mean, that is, Debbie, you and I get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
I hate sleep.
Now all of a sudden it's like 2 o'clock. Totally fine with it.
So I about choked this morning on my coffee. It was still dark outside, by the way.
Super dark.
And I slept in. It was, oh my goodness, I slept past my alarm. It was 4:15. I about panicked. So I about choked on my coffee this morning when I read that it, I was always thinking it was the farmer's fault we had this to begin with. Didn't you think that? What did you think?
Oh, yeah. Farmers.
You totally blamed it on the farmers?
Yeah. More time to harvest hay. Something like that.
Blame a Brit named William Willett. We'll say Willet. I don't know. William. Bill, we're mad at you. We don't know. This whole confusion started. I don't really mind this whole thing. It doesn't bother me like it bothers Dave. But this is his idea. I don't know. He was riding a horse through the woods, and he came up with this idea that he needed more or less daylight. Anyway, this all happened in the early 1900s, and we started using it during the war here, and then we decided to stick with it during World War I and World War II, you know, because Americans all thought, oh, it's a war measure. We're for any measure that helps the war. And then they repealed it, and a lot of states stuck with it. So there's your history lesson.
Okay. So breaking it down, when I have to spring forward and I lose that hour of sleep, it's like reaching into my mouth, grabbing a molar, and just yanking it out without any Novocaine, without any laughing gas, just pulling that tooth straight out of my face. That's how it feels.
So what's your excuse for your hair today?
It's all over the place right now. I need more product in my hair.
You can't blame daylight saving time for that.
Listen, I got to wake up earlier. I have
product in that hair.
More product. I've got so much product in this hair. How do you guys do it every day?
Give me your best argument why you're for or you don't want to switch the clock. Why you want to ditch the switch?
Because we are already a super sleep deprived society. We already run on way too few hours, and anytime you start messing around with your clock, your internal clock of when you wake up, you're more irritable, you're crankier, you're sleepy, and it just doesn't work. So I don't understand why we can't just sit on it. Just be done with it. We've already sprung forward. We're feeling good. Now, when the fallback time comes where you get an extra hour, sure, I like it, but that doesn't make up for the misery I feel in the springtime.
But doesn't give us extra daylight?
You get extra daylight. Who cares?
Okay.
Like any of us are out there.
If you're a golfer, you care. If you play sports, you care.
In the fall. Have you ever played golf in the fall?
I don't play golf. Does anybody really play golf?
When it gets cold? We all play it poorly.
I pretend. It reduces crime by 7%.
Daylight saving time?
Yeah, reduces crime. And robberies don't increase in the morning because it turns out robbers like to sleep in. So that works out well. 7% reduction in crime. You're willing to roll the dice and say, you know, Utah's a pretty safe state. We'll just leave things as they are and we'll assume that crime is not going to be affected one way or the other.
I can't believe how many people are calling me a crybaby. Like right to my face on the text line. It's 1 hour. You've got kids. You've had sleepless nights. Stop your crying. I love it when it gets dark at 4:30 in the afternoon, said no one ever.
So should we ditch the switch in Utah? We're talking about daylight saving time because, first of all, we wanted to teach you a few things. First of all, it's not daylight savings time. It's saving time. Dave just learned that once again. It's the second time I've told him that on the show. The other thing that I thought was super curious is that crime tends to go down. So that's a good thing. That's a good reason to keep it. A reason to get rid of it for me is that big old wall clock that I bought, Dave, and I can't get it off the wall.
Can't reprogram your clocks.
I'm a single mom. I can't reprogram that clock because it's battery operated. And I think every time we switch the clock back and forth, it stays that way for like 6 months anyway. By about month four, everybody's yelling at me that we don't know the real. We need the atomic clock inside the home because we don't know what time it is really.
First of all, let's stop pretending like anyone uses an actual clock anymore. You have a cell phone. It automatically adapts. It changes
not,
it.
As you know, I'm not always on my cell phone, Dave.
Oh, really? That's just false. You are always on your phone. Now, I just honestly, it is the worst day of my year. Having to say, oh, okay, we're waking up an hour earlier. That's awesome. And miserable.
Do you know the time that I loved when we'd spring forward when I was working at Channel 4 News and I was on call during that weekend, Dave, and we had to spring the clocks forward? That meant I was on call one less hour for the weekend. And that's how pathetic it was. But hey, the question we're asking is, should we ditch the switch? Daylight saving time ends Sunday, November 3rd, 2019. Do we have what it takes? We probably don't have it, what it takes, because I don't think the Gov's going to call a special session over this. But we are taking your vote on our KSL News Radio page, and we asked the question, and boy, are we getting a ton of feedback on that. Is it time to ditch the switch?
Yeah. This is what's interesting. We always have some sort of legislation. Like just about every single year, there's daylight saving time legislation, and we just ignore it year in and year out.
Lock the clock, ditch the switch. Should Utah get rid of daylight saving time? Give us your best argument for either keeping it or ditching it. We're going to put you on the radio at 801-575-7668.
Dave and Dujanovic. Later today, Jeff Kaplan reports on the news.
Big discussion on human trafficking.
And he talks about the news.
Still doesn't meaningfully address the problem.
3 to 7 on KSL News Radio. Dave and Dujanovic.
Talking about daylight saving time, because some 36 states throughout the country have kind of jumped on the bandwagon to do something about it. To ditch the switch, lock the clock, no matter how you want to put it. We started out as a Dave and Debbie Differs. I'm not bothered by it. Dave is incredibly bothered by that. I'm more bothered by his hairstyle today, but that's okay. You can check that out on our D2 KSL Twitter account.
If I pointed out your bad hair day, Debbie, I would get savaged.
Called to HR. You bet you would.
Okay, I'm having a bad hair day. Leave me alone.
We've also put this question on our KSL News Radio Facebook page. We have a poll up there. Is it time to lock the clock, ditch the switch, and do away with daylight saving time for good? A whopping 80% of almost 500 votes, Dave, say get rid of it.
Yeah, and that's me. I just want to get rid of it. Let's just set the clock and be good with it. We will adapt so that it gets dark a little earlier who cares? It's not like we don't have lights in our homes or at every step of our life. We have plenty of lights. That's not an issue. We don't need to conserve energy. Dave, how could you say that? We're fine. Let's stop ruining our sleep cycle.
So we're asking for your phone calls, 801-575-7668. I think people are just sick and tired of having this discussion every 6 months. I want to do something about it.
I personally hate daylight savings. I think we should go back to the regular time. And it's been proven through the years. And when they first put it, brought it in years and years ago, it does not save energy. All it does is give people more time to golf and do outside activities, and the children eat more candy, and the candy companies really pushed for it when we got it back in, I believe it was 1964. Thank you. Goodbye.
You had me at golf. You lost me at candy.
No, this is somebody that knows what she's talking about, Deb. This is someone that's been through many a year, many a decade. And don't for a second. Don't for a second think that is not 100% true. The later you stay up, the more snacky you get. True or false?
I didn't realize clocks parent and children. I thought parents, children.
This is for adults, Deb. Okay. I'm telling you, if it is 9 o'clock and there is ice cream anywhere within a 3-block radius, I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it and I'm going to kill that. I'm going to kill it. I'm going to eat it all. Every single last bite.
So what do you think about daylight saving time? Should we keep it or kick it?
I'll tell you why I'm against daylight saving time. It serves no objective purpose. It doesn't save energy. It doesn't save people's lives in any way, shape, or form. In fact, the change in time actually is detrimental to a lot of people's health. So the bottom line is you have half the people who like it and half the people don't. And you're catering to the people that like it at the expense of the people who don't. And there's no reason for it other than just pure personal selfish reasons. It doesn't accomplish anything positively in the way of society. So that's why I'm against it.
Thank you.
80% of people on our Facebook poll want to get rid of it. 20% say keep it around. So it's clear I think we just want to stay on the same time all the time. Most of us anyway.
Yes. Yes.
It just doesn't bother me. It's not something I get all worked up about, not even when I have to spring forward. It did take me a while when I first moved here because I grew up in Arizona where we did not have it. I think my mom said we had it for like a minute back in the 70s, and everybody went up in arms about it, so they did away with it. But when I first moved here, I got so confused, David. I didn't know whether to spring forward, fall back, stay on the same time. I think I missed a shift once or twice because of it. It took me a while. And then
that's
somebody
hilarious.
Told me the pun of like spring forward, fall back. I'm like, that's so brilliant.
Oh, I get it now.
Someone put that on a bumper sticker for me. Isn't that so crazy? I just couldn't catch on to which way to roll with the clock.
Yeah. And I will admit I've played many a round of golf late at night, like when it should probably be dark. But because of daylight saving time, I get a little extra love on the golf course. I can play a few more holes.
Or, I mean, your golf score would probably improve if it was dark out.
Regarding the switch for time, I say ditch the switch.
Yay.
After we return to standard time. Ditch the switch once we're on regular standard time.
So don't stay with daylight saving time. Fall back, right?
And then stick
switch.
With it.
I can see I still get confused.
So the idea would be that in the summertime, it gets darker earlier. That would be the idea. That's what the pitch is here. I don't super care. I could go either way, as long as we're not changing. The biggest way that it affects me is my sleep schedule. And I don't want to be old man Noriega here, but I got to go to bed at a certain time, Debbie, and I need my sleep.
Do you fall asleep when it's light out?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit.
I think you sleep anywhere. So you're a guy. Guys do that.
We can fall asleep. It's harder for me, though. When there is light shining through my window, it's harder for me to fall asleep. I like
put your head under the pillow.
suffocate myself. Never understood the people that can have anything around their face. I feel like I'm going to suffocate. But that is really something that is difficult. I have a hard time falling asleep when there's light pouring in the window.
Dave, I just flipped from our Facebook poll on daylight saving time over to our Utah Community Credit Union text line, and there were like dozens and dozens of messages waiting. Everybody wants to talk about keeping or ditching daylight saving time. This person says, I'm not on Facebook, but I want to keep it. If you're on Facebook, take our poll on our KSL News Radio page. Our lawmakers are big bleep, bleep. This listener, I can't say everything that you said. They won't change it until more states do it.
Well, they have legislation just about every single year that goes up there that just dies on the hill because nobody wants to do anything about it. I don't understand why this continues to be this topic that just is a lightning rod.
You know, going back to the Utah Community Credit Union text line, this listener says, I hate adjusting my body clock. Abolish it. Is that the only good argument for abolishing it? Because I just don't feel the same way you do about that, Dave. It does not throw me for a loop. And is that because I just don't really sleep? I never get sleep anyway. I'm a 3 to 4 hour a night sleeper. And so maybe it doesn't affect me and I don't have any sort of compassion for you crybabies.
Yeah, you're a different breed, Deb. I don't understand how your internal organs don't just combust spontaneously with the amount of sleep you deal with. Most normal people have to have consistent sleep. And we see studies all the time that talk about how sleep deprived we are as a society, not just kids, not just adults, not just nurses and new mothers, but the society as a whole is sleep deprived. And when you're constantly changing the hour that you go to sleep and it's just very, very difficult to get into a schedule. And yeah, an hour or two can make all the difference between a good restful night's sleep and a fitful night's sleep.
This listener says on our text line, does daylight saving time help students as they walk to school? I thought that was the reason for keeping it around. We just looked up what time the sun rises. Of course, we were talking about daylight saving time because so many states have jumped on board and trying to deal with this through legislation. But also, it is the first day of school for a lot of schools, so it brings to mind, you know, how safe are kids walking to school in the dark. And I'm trying to get my head wrapped around it, Dave. If we stay on daylight saving time, the sun is rising right now at precisely 6:41. I only know that because I looked it up. I would have said 6 a.m. because that's when I drive to work and that's kind of when I see it coming up. But 6:41. So that would mean that kids would be walking to school in the dark.
Yeah.
If we stuck to where we're with it right now. We didn't change the clock. We didn't fall back.
Well, and that's what another one of the pitches is. Let's fall back and then just never spring forward. Which means that summer golf game that you like at start at 6:30, you're not going to get through that front nine. You're just not going to do it. So whatever way you do it, I really don't care.
Cry me a river.
Fall back, jump forward, spring forward, I don't care. Let's just find a time and let's stick with it. I'm so sleepy.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.